Promise with a Pinky, written by Half a Gone and read by Flower Parish. This is a Danny Phantom and Young Justice crossover fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Leon Harper / Danielle Danny Phantom. Summary. A wedding reception makes a young Leon Harper and Danny Fenton think about their own future together. We should get married. Danny startled and twisted around to face Leon. The two young girls lay sprawled on a picnic blanket on the sweeping, manicured lawn of Wayne Manor. Behind them, on the top of the hill, the wedding reception boomed with laughter and joy. It was all very noisy and unnecessary, but she thought Auntie Jazzy and Auntie Cass looked pretty in their dresses. That was definitely Danny's favorite part. She rubbed her chin in thought, licking her lips clean of frosting. It was too bad that Uncle Roy only let them share one slice of cake, but Danny would share anything with Leon. She might be an only child, but Papa always taught her the importance of generosity. She even gave Leon the bigger half of the cake, promise. "Would I have to wear a dress?" Danny asked. She wore a dress right now, a cute white one with a giant bow on the back, just like she saw on TV. Nana had worried about the color, but Auntie Jazz said it was too perfect to pass up. Danny was just happy Papa had thought to buy it for her. But if she was supposed to dance like Auntie Cass did, she didn't think she could do that in a dress. One of Auntie Stephanie's pantsuits would be much better. Would Danny be able to fit in one of those? "I don't think so," Leon answered, frowning. "My daddy didn't wear a dress when he got married." Danny nodded. That made sense. "Besides, it would be our wedding. We could wear whatever we wanted," Leon argued with a grin. Danny giggled. "Yeah, if Great Uncle Clark gets to wear his underwear outside of his pants, then we should get to wear pants at our wedding." Leon nodded quite seriously. "And I really hope the underwear stays inside the pants this time," Papa commented over their shoulders. Danny sprung to her feet with a gasp. "I'd really rather not be chasing you around sans panties again. I did that enough when you were a baby." "Papa, can Leon and I get married?" She dashed up to him, tugging at his jacket sleeve. Papa did that thing where his eyebrows were crooked, even though he had a big smile on his face. "If you want to, you can eventually," Papa told her, and Leon clapped in excitement. But then Papa said, "But you're gonna have to wait another decade for that." "What? That's not fair. I don't want to wait." Danny trailed off. She turned to Leon and whispered, "A decade means 10, right?" Leon shrugged. "Yes, a decade is 10 years, Papa laughed brightly. "Just like a dozen is 12, and just like you guys are a bit too young to be worrying about weddings and marriage." "Why not? We can totally do it," Leon exclaimed. "Jazz promised to love Cassie forever and ever. I don't need to make a promise to Danny to know I'll do that." A hand brushed against Danny's, fingers linked between her own. Danny stared down at the hands with a blush. Her face was so warm. Why was it so warm? Not even summer felt this hot. "Roy is gonna be so jealous when he finds out he missed this," Papa said so quietly Danny almost missed it. Why was his voice so low? They were outside? They didn't have to use their indoor voices here, right? "I tell you what, you two can get married if, in the next 5 years, you can prove you'll always love each other. How does that sound?" "But 5 is so long," Leon whined. "What? That's not long at all. That's half off. You won't get a price like that just anywhere," Papa explained with a crooked smile, a hand on his chest. Danny squeezed Leon's hand. "Don't worry, Leon. We can prove him wrong. I bet we could prove it in 2 years. "Yeah," Leon cheered, pumping her other hand in the air. "That's not how this," Papa tried to say, but Danny was too excited to hear the rest. "Come on, let's go make some rings," Danny giggled. She tugged at Leon's hand and raced off to the flower patches. "Bye, Papa!" "Don't get into the thorns," Papa shouted after them. Of course she wouldn't. Papa was so silly. Danny would never ruin Great-Grandpa Alfred's roses. She and Leon looked around for the perfect flowers. There were some daisies that looked pretty, with stems long enough to tie into rings. Danny helped pluck them, but Lian was better at tying them. She said sometimes her daddy would let her practice tying his bowstring, although he always had to fix it. Danny thought that was mean. Lian had the bestest knots ever. Danny felt warmer than the sun as she slid the ring on Lian's pinky finger. Lian did the same back, and they took a moment to admire their handiwork. Fingers pressed side by side, a pink daisy to match a purple, Danny didn't think there could be a better ring in the world. Auntie Jazzy and Auntie Cass's rings might be pretty and glittery, but theirs were made out of flowers, and everyone knew flowers were better than metal. Lian wrapped her pinky around Danny's with the biggest smile Danny had ever seen. She promised herself, one day, she could get that smile again. The end. Authors and notes. 12 years later, at their wedding reception. Danny: I knew those two were going to get together someday. Roy: Didn't they tell you they wanted to get married? Danny: Let me have this, Harper. The end for real.